Hey everybody, welcome to this Friday's edition of the DriveCast. My name's Christy Lowe, and I'm the Missions Director at our Lewis Center campus. I'm excited that you're here with me for the next few minutes as we work through a passage of scripture together. If you listened last month, you'll remember that I talked for a little bit about grief and the reality of grief in all of our lives right now, as we've all experienced some amount of loss in the last 12 months, some of us significantly so. And so today we're actually going to pick up in Matthew 14, but I want to set a little context for this passage. So Matthew has just told us at the beginning of Matthew 14 about the execution or the beheading of John the Baptist. Now, John the Baptist was Jesus's cousin and colleague and friend. And where we're going to pick up here in verse 13 is sort of the point where Jesus receives the news. He has just found out that John has been brutally executed, his head put on a platter and put on display at a party of always. So you can only imagine the loss and the shock and just the trauma of this moment. Jesus is in a place of grief. And when it picks up here in 13, it says that Jesus heard this, and when he did, he withdrew from there in a boat to a deserted place by himself. So he was with people, and he hears this news, and he needs to get away where he can have some space to grieve and to pray. But as he arrives to where he is going, the scripture then tells us that the crowds, they heard it, and they followed him. And so I just want you to imagine for a second, if you were Jesus and you are in the midst of pain and suffering and grief of your own, and you look out on the shore and there is a great crowd waiting for you, a great crowd, not a few people. This is also a needy crowd. It's the sick, and it's the hungry, and it's the poor, and it's those who are crying out for salvation. I know what I would do. I would want to say, not now. It's too much. Go away. Come back later. I need to be by myself. But that's not what Jesus does at all. And I tend to be overwhelmed in his response, because as Jesus looks upon this crowd in the midst of his own suffering, the scripture says that he had compassion for them. That word compassion, the root of that word, there's two parts in Latin. C-O-M, come, means with, and pati, where we get our word for passion, means to suffer. So the literal translation of the word compassion means to suffer with another. So in the midst of Jesus's own suffering, he makes this choice to move towards humanity, to move towards beloved people, and to care for them, and to heal the sick, and to minister to them, to enter into their suffering with them. I don't know about you, but this Jesus is different than me. This Jesus is different than us. There is something incredible about this man, and I want to spend time with him, and I want to know him, and I want to be in his presence, and I want to be like him. And that's what we're called to be, as his disciples. And so I invite you to honestly and prayerfully consider, when you look out into a hurting world today, and the world is hurting? What do you see in the faces of the people who are crying out to be loved, to be cared for, to be healed, to be seen? Do we move away from them? Do we withdraw from them? Do we say, not now, I've got my own stuff? Or are we the church? And can we make the choice to move towards them with compassion, to move towards one another with compassion, to say, I've got my stuff, I've got my suffering, I've got my grief and my pain, but I am still going to choose to enter into yours, to love you like Jesus loved. So who is it in your life that perhaps God is inviting you to see through his eyes? Who is it in your life that God is inviting you to move towards with compassion? Do your words express compassion to the hurting? Does the tone and tenor of your voice say, I see you and I will suffer with you? That's who we're called to be. And so, Lord, I pray as we just continue to reflect on this moment and marvel at who you are, Jesus. God, that you would stir in us compassion, that you would move us towards another, God, and that people would know us by our love as your disciples. I'm going to encourage you just to continue to pray, to reflect, spend some time, read the rest of the passage, read before it, read after it. Matthew 14. May we show Jesus to a world who needs him desperately. Thanks, everybody, and I hope you have a great weekend.